Sorry about that. My computer shut off. So lavender would benefit from being put in the refrigerator as well with the citrus essential oils and the conifers. Other core properties. So let's kind of look at our sheet here for a moment. Analgesic, lavender is a great support for analgesic recipes. So things like lavender, we could combine lavender with peppermint. Let me grab a blend. And lemongrass. Perfect. So lavender, peppermint, and lemongrass as an analgesic. Say for muscular aches and pains, for joint problems, you could make either a cream or a gel or even a massage oil, say with sesame oil. Lovely. Just have to watch the peppermint. No need to use too much. For children, one of the most common kind of blends I see in the market is Roman chamomile, lavender, and sometimes you'll see it with orange as well, those three together. Sometimes just lavender and Roman chamomile. So I'm smelling Roman chamomile, lavender, and sweet orange. Beautiful. Years ago, when we worked with the San Diego Hospice, which is unfortunately no longer there as of I think 2 or 3 years ago, but this was about 10 to 15 years ago, we worked at the San Diego Hospice, myself and my mentor, Jan Kuzmerik. And while we were there teaching them, doing our in-service training, they decided to use lavender and mandarin. So not lavender and orange, but lavender and mandarin. And the San Diego Hospice was designed, it had two distinct wards. So they experimented kind of research, trial, so to speak, with diffusing lavender and mandarin on one wing, but not the other. And what they found from their studies was that when diffusing lavender and mandarin into the ward, people had less stress and anxiety than the ward that didn't have the lavender and mandarin diffused. And they were using a diffuser called Essential Air, which is from Leiden House, L-E-Y-D-E-N. So it had a timer. I believe it was like 20 minutes out of every hour to 2 hours. I'm not completely sure, but I think that's the general framework they were using. They did not diffuse the essential oils continuously because we don't want to do that. But 20 minutes out of every 1 to 2 hours is sufficient. Anyhow, they found it had a profound effect, and I believe they eventually diffused on both wards. It's a great combination for children. With infants, it's a nice little diffused blend, not directly over them, but within a medium-sized room, that's perfectly fine. And it's certainly great in a little cream at a low dilution. So great for adults too. It's very calming and soothing. An oil you could add to it to kind of give it a little bit of heaviness would be vetiver. So lavender, mandarin, and vetiver. Oh, it's just gorgeous, gorgeous. Just calming, grounding, internal. But also happy and light with the mandarin. So a nice synergy that would make. I would do a personal inhaler, a salve, a massage oil. The vetiver you can't really use in a diffuser blend because it's so viscous. It's not good to put in a nebulizing diffuser or even a candle diffuser because it could get really resiny. But if it does turn resiny, use a little lemongrass. It's, it'll get off that resin off the clay diffuser, candle diffuser. All right. I'll let you finish reading the rest of the monograph on lavender. It truly has just broad spectrum activity. Everything, you know, if it's not a primary oil, say like for constipation or for irritable bowel, it's certainly a support essential oil or a secondary essential oil to use in a lot of therapeutic blends. Muscular aches and pains, just fabulous complement to some of those other core oils like birch or laurel, eucalyptus, peppermint, rosemary. Nervous system, so many essential oils you could choose to blend together with lavender to help calm, soothe the nervous system. Reproductive system. I know that essential oil has been used to help repair the tissue after perineal tearing during childbirth. We could also use the hydrosol for sitz baths to help heal. But I know after I had my son, I had horrible hemorrhoids, and I used hydrosols, aloe vera gel with German chamomile and lavender hydrosol. In this like squeezy bottle that you can use to like squeeze the tissue there. And it was such a huge help. Highly recommend hydrosols after childbirth for healing hemorrhoids or any tears that may occur during childbirth. The skin, lavender has extensive properties for the skin, everything from hives to wound healing, and then certainly for the mind, a lot of it for when it's a kind of overactive sympathetic activity, anxiety, even treating depression, like a lavender patchouli neroli combination, a little bit of mandarin can be a nice inhaler, like personal inhaler for someone, just to kind of for mild or moderate depression, help keep them, you know, processing, I guess, would be a way to say it. Lavender has a growing amount of research supporting how we've used it all these years. It's sedative, anxiety-relieving activity, which is called anxiolytic, also for menstrual pain and cramping, as well as for its relaxing and generally comforting activity. There was something else I wanted to say about lavender. Oh, I know with the hydrosol, when my son was growing, or when he was a baby, you know, I didn't use soap on him, but I would put lavender hydrosol in his bath. I would put some medicinal herbs in a tea bag in his bath, and the German chamomile hydrosol. But we also, when he was probably about, I don't know, 2 or 3, we created this thing with lavender hydrosol called Lavender Rain, where we'd get the hydrosol out and, you know, I'd spray around his body and we'd sing this song called Lavender Rain, Lavender Rain. And we would just spritz it all around his body and then he'd go off to sleep. This is usually after he'd taken a nice warm bath. So just a nice way to work with some of the essential oils with children or the hydrosols. All right. So that's it for now. I hope you've enjoyed the two-part series of lavender, and we are going to move on into lemon. Thank you.